The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
All right, you guys are tuned in. It is time right now for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Tip, brought to you by Ken Barr Films and Radio Memphis. And of course, we are all the way up to tip number 32. How about that, you guys? And this is for those of you that may be tuning in and you're wondering kind of what's going on. This is where we actually get to step behind the scenes and we get to talk to some really cool folks. And we talk about some tips that we bring to you, you know, whether you're a guitar tech, whether you're a recording engineer, whether you are working lights, whether you're working sound, whatever the case may be, you know, you're working stage, all of it, you know, and these are tips that we like to bring to you. And of course, I get to talk to my compadre, you know, my partner in crime that helped me create this series, Mr. Ken Barr. And I'm going to go ahead and pull him on the phone right now. How are you doing, honey?
Hey, D, what's going on?
talking about behind the scenes. Woo! working it all out, you know. Everybody that's tuned in, they know that we've been trying to beef up the system and do a couple of things, so we're working out a couple of kinks. But that's what live radio is all about.
Yeah, that's why we listen to it live, because you never know what's going to happen. It'll never happen twice, so
perfect.
Got to be there.
Perfect. How are you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm working on it, man. You know, we've had a lot of cool stuff happening. Got some cool music that's coming in. Got some cool, you know, got some engineers that are starting to move into our studio. And so we're making plans for that. I know. And it's like, and then we're having to get this new automation system. And then it's like all of this stuff just happened, like, you know, these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it always happens all at once, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And then, of course, you know, if nothing was happening, then I'd be worried. So we're doing pretty good. We're working on it.
Well, I think people like us, we kind of thrive when there's chaos and 18 things that need to be done, because it's who we are.
Yes. You know? Yes. I believe it. I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Good deal. Good deal. Well, listen, we're already up to tip number 32.
They just keep going.
They got a lot of stuff going. What are you thinking of? What are you thinking about?
Oh, for this week?
Mm-hmm.
Opening acts.
Okay.
And I'm kind of passionate about this. You never know, especially when you're touring outside the U.S., you're going to hear bands you never would have heard otherwise.
Okay.
And you may find your favorite band of your life, your favorite band of the year, you know, something that you're always going to look back on. And a lot of these bands, they just never break in the U.S. So, you know, one thing I always did was I always hung with the opening act.
Good for you.
If we were on a festival, like all day bands.
Right.
Everybody else would go back to the hotel because we loaded in at 8 a.m. and we were not till midnight.
Right.
I'd be at the gig.
Okay.
And I'd be checking out everybody.
Good
and
for you.
I have found some of my favorite bands. And actually, I want to talk a little bit about some of these bands, because they're not bands anymore, but their music is out there.
I got you.
And I think that, you know, people like you and I who are passionate, we are the caretakers of this, of music. You know, we need to help keep it alive.
Yes.
They might not have made it in the States, or they may have, but not for very long.
Sure.
And I just, you know, we got to keep the music alive, you know. A friend of mine who's in a copy band I never really got copy bands. I'll own that. You know, I was like, you know, why would you be content doing that when you could be writing your own music?
Right.
And a buddy of mine went to, like, it was a 60s revival, Flo and Eddie and all these other people. And they ended up talking to some of these people. And, you know, these 60s rock icons were thanking them, said, "You guys are keeping our music alive. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden, like a lightning bolt, it hit me. And I have to admit being wrong all those years. And, you know, copy bands are keeping that music alive.
Right.
You know, otherwise, where are you going to hear it?
Where are you going to hear it? Right.
So for me, like, one tour I did with Alice Cooper, we had the Almighty open for us in Europe. I don't know if you're familiar with
that. I'm not. Tell me about that.
Great rock band. Ricky Warwick was their singer.
Okay.
Songwriter.
Okay.
And yeah, he's in Black Star Riders now, yeah.
Okay, that's right. Okay, that's why I know that name, yes.
And he was in the Almighty. Well, I mean, he was the Almighty. The vocal point. But they're a great band. If you can find their Soul Destruction CD, find it, get it. Songs like Bandaged Knees and Wild and Wonderful. Just great rock. Just straight up, nothing fancy, foot to the floor, rock and roll. And
wow.
Ricky, I've always been a fan.
Wow.
You know, I've got all his solo stuff. And yeah, again, a band that should have, you know, broken in the U.S. and didn't.
Wow.
You know, they, for years, like, you know, it was normal for Ricky to be on the cover of Kerrang! Magazine.
Yes.
You know, they were out opening for Maiden, for everybody. They were like the go-to band. And they just, but the Soul Destruction CD, if you can get it, find it, buy it.
Oh, wow.
Now, there's another band called Picture House that opened for Alice later on.
Okay.
Irish pop band. They
okay.
were scratching their heads. Why are we on this bill? You know, we're a pop band. Let me tell you, their singer, Dave Brown, has just the smoothest, most beautiful voice. You know, and it took me probably a couple of years to find all their CDs because I was, you know, once I'm on it, I'm on it.
Absolutely.
And, you know. Everything I'm putting out there today, I'm hoping everyone listening at least, you know, looks for a YouTube video or something, because, I mean, Picture House, wonderful Irish music, pop music, but let me tell you, I fell in love with the band, and, you know, I can't say enough about them.
Wow.
I scratch my head, why did these people, you know, not...
And see, I would never know that. I mean, I don't know that band until you just now told me about it. And so how cool is that? You know, and they obviously they had some type of, you know, huge following, and they had some type of, you know, deal that they were doing over, you know, on you know, that side of the pond. And yeah. You know, somebody like yourself being able to pick up on, you know, trinkets and things like that, you know, that's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, for a band to impact you like that is just, it's incredible.
Right.
And, you know, the Picture House are no more. Actually, you know, I periodically try and find, you know, different people and what they're up to. And I think Dave Brown, their singer, is in a one of the higher echelon wedding bands now.
Oh, wow.
And it doesn't surprise me because his voice is just truly amazing.
Yes. Yes.
So my next artist is, I did in the early 90s a tour with bands from Africa and bands from Haiti.
Okay.
And there's a couple of artists. The first, if you can find an her name is Angelique Kidjo.
Okay.
Let me tell you, find a mid-90s video. This woman tore it up. Madonna and Pink could take lessons. This woman.
Oh my
incredible.
Gosh. What's her, how do you spell her last name?
The easiest to find would be a song called Batanga.
Spell that.
Her and the band on fire.
Spell that song title.
Batanga. Batonga, or something close to that.
Okay. Wow. Wow, that's a big statement, Ken.
She was on fire, and she was on fire in five languages. She just, and she had, like, just an intensity to her, you know? When she came up and said hello, her eyes were locked on your eyes. I mean, everything about this woman was intense. And,
wow.
You know, it was totally take no prisoners, here we go.
Wow.
So again, you know, anybody listening, if you can find it, you know, you definitely will not be disappointed.
Wow.
There was another artist on there, Ismael Lowe. And again, he was kind of like an African Bob Seger.
Right.
And again, I was just, you know, we would talk music before the show, and also, you know, their reservations about coming to the States, worrying about racial things. And, you know, we were able to have a conversation about that and how music supersedes all that nonsense. And you know, we're all here together.
Yes.
Because we love the music and we're here to support the music.
Yes. And that's the way it should be.
Ismael was awesome.
That's the way it should be. So ultimately, you know, the tip for everybody when you're talking about when you're working these shows and you're working the deal, so, you know, obviously is that you need to actually spend some time, one, with the opening acts, okay? Number one.
At least give them a chance. Give them a chance, because you may find that pearl in the oyster. You know, there's, I know I don't want to go be rambling on with a shopping list, but there's just a couple more I'd like to talk about.
Sure.
Christy Moore, an Irish balladeer, I'll call him.
Okay.
He's one of these guys. He's up there with an acoustic guitar. He tells some stories. He sings some songs, and there's 8,000 people in the audience. And he's been at it since the 60s when he was in a band called Planxty.
Oh, wow.
So if you get the chance, I have my favorite is Christy Moore, Live at the Point. It's a live Irish CD, and it's available. He is reasonably still active, so you can catch up on some of his. And you know what? I will wrap it up with the Pogues.
Oh, yes. Okay, I do know them.
They're truly an experience. It doesn't get any better. And again, you know, I think initially they released 5 CDs before they started having their issues, and Shane, their singer, who has battled the bottle, but he's still, I watch a DVD of him, and it's just, he draws you in. It's crazy.
Wow.
So if you get the chance, you know, find it and, you know, support the music and keep it alive. Like I said, we're the caretakers. You know, if we let it go, there's going to be, you know, a huge loss.
There is going to be.
You know, I think everybody that's listening, you know, I would love it if everybody could try to find one song and maybe, you know, contact us somehow and say mm-hmm. if you liked it, what it was, or, you know, anything,
actually, absolutely. And of course, you guys know that everybody can always get to us, you know, especially on the Radio Memphis pages, you know, the Memphis Metal Mondays, Radio Memphis Prog Time. We got the Radio Memphis Road Creator Series page as well. We've got our emails, music@pirateradiostudios.com. You know, you can get me, you know, diana@pirateradiostudios.com. I get email all the time. And so, yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to, you know, kind of let us know if they get, you know, search out, you know, any of these guys and stuff and tell me what you think. And the thing about it is that, you know, what's so awesome and what's so beautiful about, you know, working road crew and working, you know, behind the scenes is that, you know, you become part of that moment, but you also become part of that journey for that artist that's trying to get somewhere too. And, you know, it could be something as simple. I mean, come on, Ken, you know, with all the people that you've been able to work with and all the tours and stuff that you've been able to go on and all the people that the big name artists and stuff. I mean, so if you were to bring something up to somebody, go, hey, dude, you know, these guys need to open for you, you know. How easy is that? How easy would that have been, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's, there's just so many good bands. That's always been a big thing for me, is there's so much good music I'm probably never going to get the chance to hear, because, you know, you can't travel, even if I won the lottery and traveled the world the rest of my life looking for bands, I mean, there's stuff you're going to miss. So, you know, that's why if I can suggest something that, you know, and we can help keep some of this alive, that would be cool. And I would love to hear back from people, you know, maybe they'll find something that they could bring to the table, or, you know, hey, there's this other band or even this local band, you know,
right,
that really do this thing. You know, let's just keep it going, keep it alive.
Perfect. That's exactly what we need to do. That's exactly what we need to do. I don't know. We may be on to something there, sweetheart.
I think so.
We may be on to something. I don't know. You know. You know. We may have to wrap our heads around that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we may have to wrap our heads around that one. What else have you got going on? I noticed a couple of articles coming out from you from certain magazines and stuff. What are you doing?
Bad Diesel magazine. I have written for them the past 2 issues.
Okay.
It's different kinds of poetry that I've written in the past, and they just asked for something kind of relevant to their market. It's kind of a, I guess you could say, a lifestyle magazine. It's you know, about trucks and bands and, you know, just running around
guy stuff.
And I don't know where I fit in there, but I fit a little piece in there, and
that's perfect.
And you know, they did this cool presentation of, you know, well, I mean, I don't know if you read the piece or not, but it's about, you know, having your day. You know, we did have our day.
It is, and I did read it. It was good.
Yeah, and the trucks and the cars that are all rusted out, you know, they're the backdrop for it. But what we're really talking about is us.
Oh.
We had our day of fire, a day of fury. I think anybody that steps outside the box, and, you know, you with what you're doing now with the radio, and me when I was out with the band.
Yes.
You know, we all had that. And, you know, I might not be in the best shape of my life now, but I did have that day, you know, loading a truck and doing all the stuff, and we all have.
Right.
And it doesn't mean our days are done. It's just, you know, it's just part of it, part of the journey.
No. Now we have to reestablish what your next day is all about too, though. That's the next topic. What do you do now? Yeah. You know? Perfect.
I'm sorry?
I said, yeah. Well, it's like, no, we got to shape you up into what you're going to do now.
Yeah. I have been fortunate. Well, I had a little issue with one of my girls, and that took all my time.
Yes.
And now I'm fortunate to be picking up some overtime, much-needed overtime.
Good for you.
So, couple weeks I'll be firing back up once, you know, the overtime and the projects are finished. We're completely redoing a rigging system in one of our buildings.
Oh,
and
wow.
Installing a new show all at the same time.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
Wow.
So I've been going, you know, pretty much leave the house at 4 a.m., get home about 7 p.m. type thing.
Wow.
But that's all good, you know. We'll get that taken care of, and then get rolling again on the Ken Bar Express, you know.
Absolutely.
We'll come out this time.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. Good job, brother. Good job. Well, I know that you got to get some rest. And at some point this week, you know, you and I probably need to catch up on the phone and, you know, obviously get our minds together on a couple of things. Never know. You never know. We always try to mastermind something. Sure. You know, but hopefully we'll get to, you know, catch up at some point. I want you to get some good rest, okay? And now you got me thinking about those opening acts and got me thinking about, you know, some people to start pulling through the ranks. So that's some good advice, and I appreciate you for that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all about keeping it alive. You know, I'm kind of almost like the personal curator for all the bands on Long Island.
Oh, nice.
I am one of the few people that kept board tapes and actually got some videos, you know, back in 85, 86, you know. I mean, I always had an eye on that stuff, and I always knew it would be important. And it's part of, you know, the heritage of all of us that grew up in the rock clubs back then. So, you know, I have it. I've given copies to some of the guys in the band, so they have it.
Oh, good
and,
for you.
You know, keep it alive. Because that was, you know, I'd work all week at whatever job to make some money to go see these bands. And
right.
You know, it was a high point of the week.
Right.
You know, so, and there was a lot of talented bands that just, again, it never broke, you know, the market's not always fair, and it's, you know, it is what it is, and it's nice to just have a little piece of that still alive.
Perfect. Good job. Good for you. All right. Well, get you some rest, darling. We'll chat.
Yeah, let's see. Let's catch up over the weekend.
Okay. We'll do it. I'll talk to you then, sweetheart.
All right. Take care, sweetheart. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Barr, Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, Road Tip and Stuff. And it's so funny because sometimes he'll come out of the left field with me, and I love it when he does that. And he, you know, and he comes from such a cool place. And, you know, he's talking about those opening acts and talking about those opportunities. When you're out on the road and you're working your gig and you're doing your deal, just because your portion of whatever it is that you're having to do is done doesn't mean that you need to be done. You know, you definitely need to go and do some research. You need to go, you know, figure out what's going on with the different acts and stuff. And because you never know who it is that you're going to be coming coming across. And of course, you know, maybe you ought to befriend them, and maybe you ought to make that relationship with them. And again, who's to say that you are not the reason why, you know, you're not the one that's responsible for making sure that somebody else knows about who they are, including the rest of the planet.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.